Module 4, The Opportunity Spectrum.
We're going to talk about one of my favorite topics. It's called the opportunity spectrum. And it's the idea that there isn't just one thing to do with your life. There aren't two things to do with your life, or three or four. There's no a la carte menu that really dictates that there are five things you can do with your life. I know that that might feel like that sometimes, but there's really a spectrum of stuff you can do. And there are different models you can use to do work and to make money. And the opportunity spectrum talks about this. So, for example, a lot of people give a lot of pressure to students to get a job, right? Get a job. You probably have nightmares about it at this point. But when everyone's saying get a job, maybe some of you are entrepreneurs. I know I was an entrepreneur. I struggled like that. I struggled with that concept in school for many, many years. But there's not just one way to be an entrepreneur. You can be, you can start a business from scratch, but you can also join a startup. You could be a consultant. You could be a contractor. You could also buy a franchise or a license for something. And that's just a way of showing you that there's a lot of different ways you can pursue entrepreneurship, just like there are a lot of different ways you can pursue a job. Maybe you want to work from a beach somewhere. Maybe you want to work your own hours. Maybe you want to work for a bunch of different companies and not just one. Those things are possible, and I want you to see that in this section right now, because it really opens up a whole new range of possibilities. The other thing that is interesting to look at is industry and function. This is a core concept in career planning, but it's a really neat one, because when you think of industries, for example, this is the world that you're going to be in in whatever you do. It's your world. It's your industry. When you understand what your industry is and you can label it, you'll find a whole network of people, of education, of events, of publications, all sorts of things to really teach you. And oftentimes, industries are looking for young people just like you, and they'll welcome you with open arms to come in and learn about their field. The other thing is function. Function is just what you do. You're a writer. You're an artist. You're a musician. You're an analyst. It doesn't matter what it is, but start to label what are the functions that you can be. And then we're going to go through and look at it from an industry perspective, what kind of challenges you might have going into any of these industries. What do you need? What do you have to be prepared to do or to know? But the core of this all is about knowing that you're not stuck. You're not limited. You have an unbelievable amount of opportunities and a huge range you can tap into, but we've got to start to label it and look at it really strategically. And if we get really strategic, you're basically going to set yourself up to do pretty much anything you want to do and be a lot more happy.
The opportunity spectrum is a concept that we created to describe the many different options for work. If getting a job or starting your business is all you think there is to choose from, let's expand your horizons right now. Don't get us wrong, both employment and entrepreneurship are wonderful and well-traveled pathways, but we want you to know that there are many other options, or shades of employment, if you will. New models are emerging all the time, all over the globe, and offering individuals far more flexibility in how they earn a living. Sure, jobs are always the most common, and some may even say the most stable. But for those with other ideas and a yearning for a more creative path with more flexibility and, yes, more risk, this is the best time ever to sculpt your own career path. Just make sure that whatever you do, that making money and supporting yourself stay clear objectives. Exploring different routes. Why limit yourself? Opportunities to build your career come in many different forms. Jobs might be all that anyone talks about, but there are other viable avenues for earning a living, being sustainable, leveraging your skills, and pursuing your interests. Whether you're just starting out or have been working for years, consider your current goals. What are you looking for? Experience, employment, entrepreneurship, or maybe a combination? Allow us to present the opportunity spectrum and a few options that you might not have considered for yourself. Online, you'll see a great graphic that's kind of like a signpost for the opportunity spectrum. It breaks down the different types of opportunities in three different categories, starting with experience, which includes volunteering, internships, temp placement, independent contractor work, and consulting. The second category is employment. Part-time, full-time, contract work. Entrepreneurship. Buying an existing business, startup, franchising, business opportunities and licensing, and freelance work. To really maximize your chances of being happy in your chosen career path, be strategic with your choices and moves. Each of these options offers distinctive pathways with different lifestyles, support, and risk. Consider which opportunities sound most appealing to you, and even try a few models out over time. My best opportunities. Let's talk about opportunity. You've heard us say it's everywhere. Now it's time for us to prove that to you. Allow us to share the different pathways to opportunity, using the opportunity spectrum as our guide. Again, these are the range of models for work and sustainability. As you listen to these different descriptions, notice which sounds most interesting to you. We're going to ask you to share that online. Hopefully, this will help you broaden your perspective on what the next big opportunity might look like for you. Experience. Whether you're just starting out, looking to experience something new, are short on time, or eager to keep moving and growing, consider the following options. Volunteer opportunities can be found within almost any community, national, or even global organization. Internships are also possible in most organizations, both for-profit and nonprofit, and not just in big companies with formally structured programs. For example, every small business owner can use extra help. It's the same with fast-growing startups. Temp placement, or temporary placements, are accessible through local agencies, often shorter-term, varied assignments that sometimes lead to jobs. Strong office skills are preferred as most of this work tends to be administrative in nature. Being an independent contractor with a company or organization of any size means that you can do projects or be paid for short periods of time to work on something without further obligation to the company. Building a career as a consultant is typically a longer-term strategy, but you can always dip your toe in the water and contract with organizations that value your experience, expertise, or opinions. Employment. Most of the world still values a job more than anything else. Traditional employment is a very solid way to learn your way around the business world and get strong work experience that can set you up with a strong foundation for your career. Choose to go down this path in the most traditional sense or add a spin. Go full-time and fill your free time with opportunities from the experience category, or part-time and supplement with other opportunities. If full-time employment is what makes the most sense for you, know that many companies are being more creative about how they attract and manage people these days. Jobs and workplaces are increasingly adapting to be more dynamic. Workplaces, spaces, and structures are changing fast as the younger generation becomes half the workforce over the next few years. So don't expect every job to look the same. Entrepreneurship. The world has never been more exciting for entrepreneurs than now. But that doesn't mean this is the right path for everyone by any means. Very often, entrepreneurs work much harder than those with more traditional 9-to-5 jobs. So you need to love what you do. There are many options for exploring entrepreneurship. You can start something yourself from scratch, join a growing venture as part of the team, or work in a more established small business. Now there are also new alternative forms of work. Think Uber, Airbnb, TaskRabbit, or 99designs that are perfect for unemployed, underemployed, or those who are looking to supplement their income. Your tolerance for risk in any of these shades of entrepreneurship should be a big deciding factor. Buying an existing business can be an incredible way to dive into your own venture without having to start from scratch. All over the world, entrepreneurs are looking to pass along the businesses that they've worked so hard to build or maybe have taken as far as they can, or they're struggling with something or want to retire. Keep your eyes open for these kinds of opportunities. They're not easy to find, but they're out there in every community. Startups are also almost everywhere now, too. You probably know a handful of people working to pull some idea off the ground. Maybe you're already an entrepreneur yourself. If you're not interested in or ready to be a founder, but like the excitement, join an early-stage team by volunteering or working on a project, or even explore equity or partnerships if you want to go deeper. Try to find startups that are already funded for more stability. Franchising is a huge area of opportunity where you can own your own business as a franchisee of an existing franchise company and get access to proprietary systems, training, and support as part of a larger family of owners working under the same established brand. You would go through an interview process that would evaluate you as a viable prospect, and if approved, you'd pay a franchise fee up front, and then ongoing royalties based on sales. Or you can even start your own franchise and grow your own chain. Business opportunities and licenses are other types of opportunities where you sort of buy an opportunity in a box. But there's an established brand, a system, products or services, and if you want to become a distributor, affiliate, or licensee, you can contract with certain companies while helping them grow too. This is a less regulated model than a franchise, but usually easier to get started with. Freelancing is great if you like more flexibility. This is great for someone who would rather work on projects that have a clear beginning and end, wants to leave room for other pursuits, have a way to pick up more money, and maintain minimum obligation and maximum freedom. Speaking of, this is actually the model a lot of global travelers use to give themselves the flexibility to work part of the year and escape the other, or just work from anywhere they want. Online, there's an activity. Really quick. We've laid out all the choices for you again there. Check the boxes next to the types of opportunities that seem appealing for you and choose as many as you want. Nothing set in stone, but we want you to start thinking about the directions that you might want to go in and give yourself some ideas on what you need to research and learn about on your own. Online, you'll find the opportunity to check boxes around which opportunities that we just mentioned might be of most interest to you. To really maximize your chances of being happy in your chosen career path, be strategic with your choices and moves. You're rarely going to go wrong by choosing to get some early experience in a reputable corporation, or experiencing work in a startup environment for a while, or going on some fabulous global exchange. Everyone's plans and goals are different. For some, it could be a very strategic move to give yourself a summer to center yourself, get healthy, explore, play, or see where life takes you. For others, they may want to do a really intense internship on Wall Street as soon as possible. It's these options in the opportunity spectrum that are the key to your own sustainability while you seed and sculpt the life that you want. The options on the opportunity spectrum are available to you almost anytime. Each offer distinctive pathways with different lifestyles, support, and risk. And the best news is you don't have to pick one, two, or even three. Experimenting with different models for work over time will help you build up experience faster, enable you to test what kinds of structures and frameworks work best for your style and personality, and instill a greater sense of confidence in your road ahead, be it meticulously planned or more adventurous. Start giving these options a lot of thought. Don't feel like you have to follow everyone around you. Again, this is your life. Follow the formula that works best for you. Apply this formula to your choices ahead, and you can keep getting closer to operating within your sweet spot. Why not set yourself up for a successful life and lifestyle from the beginning? Success is how you define it. What kind of work is right for you? Your options for work are more vast than you could ever imagine. That's why we opened this section online with a provocative photo featuring a guy working from a beach in Bali. Get the picture in your head. I'm sure you could see it. When we first heard about this idea, we too thought it was impossible, if not just a fantasy. Then we started actually meeting people who do it on a regular basis, or at least manage to work part of the year and surf or sail the other part of the year. The more we asked questions of people living this alternative work lifestyle, the more we started to see trends around entrepreneurship, globetrotting, social impact, and even minimalism were giving way to a whole new definition of work. A lot of you really are looking for more experience-driven lifestyles and making moves to pursue them in a variety of ways. That got us thinking, why are we not exposing this as an option, especially to young people craving non-traditional pathways? So here we are. Understanding the opportunity spectrum and finding the best formula for your work, sustainability, impact, and happiness is the key to making almost any scenario possible for you. If not now, at some point in the future, perhaps. It's nice to dream big and know you have options, right? This is why working from a beach in Bali is the new cool. In addition to the model you choose for your work, there are other preferences to contemplate and consider. For example, if you had your choice, which would you prefer? To work for yourself or for someone else? To work at a large global multinational company or a small business? To wear a suit every day or something far more casual? To work from an office or at your home or a co-working space? To be part of a team, a partnership, or fly solo on your own? To get a predictable paycheck like a salary, or open yourself up to taking more risks for possible rewards? To have your job structured by others or to lead yourself? To live and work in your hometown, another city, or another country? What sounds like your best formula for work? Online, you're going to explain it in a few sentences with vivid detail on what you found to be the most comfortable, natural, and compelling. Don't stress about your answers, and don't judge yourself for the ideas that you may be having that are off the beaten path. We want you to sculpt a model of your perfect scenario for work. Advice from industry pros. Rishi Rungata has experienced almost every model for work there is. He's traveled the many paths of the opportunity spectrum along the way to discovering his true passion, social entrepreneurship. Listen to how this most ambitious, energetic young soul has traversed his way through internships, corporations, partnerships, nonprofits, and startups. Yes, he did graduate from a top business school, the University of Illinois, worked for prestigious firms like Siemens, GE, Deloitte, Bain & Co., and Pritzker Venture Capital. But he didn't stop there. His constant hunger to explore and his drive to try new things give him virtually unlimited access to opportunity.
Hi, I'm Rishi Runta. I'm an artist turned engineer turned consultant turned venture capitalist turned entrepreneur, and who knows what's next. When you look at the opportunity spectrum, you're coming out of college and you're like, what do I do? Someone like me, I liked a lot of things. I knew I needed to test a lot of different things. I volunteered, I worked on a side project on my own entrepreneurial project. I took a job at a company where I could learn a lot of different skills. I kept trying things. Even when I was at the company, I was taking on volunteer projects to try different things. So I found myself in this, let's try things and I'll get to figure out where I want to be. It took me a while, but you know, every path is unique and different. You know, everyone has their own journey. What you got to realize is there's going to be lots of things you can do. Pick the things that you get excited by, things that you know interest you. And I think that's the way you should focus. So you might find yourself thinking like there aren't that many opportunities, or like around you there's not much. But the reality is there is opportunity everywhere. It's just a matter of taking the effort to ask questions. If you get out there and ask people what they do, who do they know, right? A lot of this comes down to just hustling. It isn't like literally when I was in college, I asked all my neighbors what they did and could I work there. And so opportunities can be created. So I've always had the entrepreneurial bug ever since I was a kid. But when I went through consulting, I learned a lot about business. I learned a lot about working in teams, working with people, and working with guys that I always thought were way higher than me running big companies. But I got that experience and I felt that built my confidence. After that, I realized I don't know enough about startups, so where could I learn about startups? And I found myself working in venture capital, where I got the opportunity to invest in a lot of different companies at different stages of their growth. By the end of that, I realized I felt ready. Like I had finally kind of built the skills that I thought I would need to actually build a company. I also built a network of people that I could rely on and go to for support, advice, mentorship. And so I would say this is 8 years after college. I finally decided that it's time to leave. The startup world is super exciting right now. And young people are really driving a lot of that energy because, you know, there are a lot of companies that have done well for a long time, but everyone's tastes, everyone's interests, everything is changing at all time. And our world's needs are changing at all time. And so there are many problems to solve. And so what's exciting is that the startup world is bringing together great thinkers, designers, creatives, all types of people into one place to build something that hopefully has like everlasting impact. And that's what is exciting to me. It's exciting to see just all the innovation that happens. So my advice to you in terms of how do you get involved with startup communities? Well, there are a number of online resources. I mean, we're lucky we live in the day and age of Google, where you search startup community in a local city, you'll start to find things. There are people out there that are putting content out there that you can learn from, you can read, and you can reach out to. You know, people on Twitter, people on Google, people on Facebook. It can be easy to like hide behind your computer or your mobile phone at home on the couch. And I'll tell you this, nothing will ever get done by sitting behind a computer screen. You need to get out there and talk to people, learn from them, work with them, try different things. It's just super important. It's gonna lead you to something you didn't know. You know, we can read everything online and it's good. There's a lot of good stuff out there, but you can learn a lot more by going and talking to someone over a cup of coffee. So if I were to leave you with one piece of advice, it's to try new things along this journey. You know, I've gone on my career, I would say. I don't even like to call it career, but it's been a journey because I've tried a lot of different things and it's got me here. And I'm still on this journey. I still don't know what I'm gonna be doing next, but I know that everything I've done is gonna lead me to that next thing. I've learned a lot, I've met a lot of great people, and I'm gonna keep trying. And I think that's what life is about, is to try and experiment.
Do what you want, where you wanna be. One of the main reasons so many people struggle with career choices is that they don't understand how to translate what comes naturally for them into what they can do for work. To maximize your level of happiness, take a close look at your top interests and skills so that you're always inspired and engaged in what you choose to do for a living. Just understanding how all these elements tie together will help you get closer to your ideal situation with each new opportunity that you pursue. Online, you're going to see a series of charts and graphics. They're speaking to a really powerful concept in career planning that really describe how your skills map to functions in the workplace, and how your interests map to industries. It'll help you come up with a virtually unlimited number of career opportunities. We're going to start with having you list your top 5 skills. What are you really great at doing? For example, decision-making, communication, global mindset, mathematics, coding, team player, data analysts, willing to learn. What are you good at? Functions. Let's list potential functions or job titles that you'd be good at, like copywriter, manager, operations specialist, engineer, author, project manager. Interests. Next, we're going to have you list the top 5 interests that you have, because we want you to love what you're doing. Interests might include travel, childcare, cooking, volunteer work, collecting, writing, working in sports, adventure travel. Industries. Next, we're going to have you list potential fields or markets that you might enjoy working in, like fine art, furniture, fashion, healthcare, investment banking, animals, advertising, education, or biotech. The options are really unlimited. Consider a range of fields, organized as industries, where you could work and be surrounded by what you enjoy. This equation might seem a little complicated at first, but once you understand it and how it works, you can apply it to any opportunity you're considering for the rest of your life. It is basically the key to figuring out what you can do and where you can do it. Function is what you do, industry is where you do it. Or, as our favorite career counselor taught us, industries are like your playground. Figure out one and the other is much easier to match. For example, let's say you want to be a bookkeeper, which is a function. Which industry would you like to work in as a bookkeeper? Any business could use a bookkeeper, so that means you have tons of options. Let's imagine you also love sports and aerospace. Why not be a bookkeeper for an organization in one of those fields? Heck, find any brand you love and be a bookkeeper there. See how this works? Once you understand this concept, the world will suddenly be filled with opportunities for you. How cool is this process? The options are limitless. Now, how's that for a little return on investment, or ROI, as we say in business school? So how does it feel to know that you can translate just about any interest or hobby into skills and positions that you can leverage in just about any interest or field? Pretty cool, eh? Advice from industry pros. Ami Dar, founder and executive director of Idealist, talks about how the nonprofit sector is a whole other world of opportunity for people looking to make a big impact with their work. And yes, you can earn a living in it too. The people who typically choose this path don't do it for the money, but it's important to know that you can sustain yourself and do well by doing good. Consider working for a university, a CSR, corporate social responsibility department, a foundation, or a charitable trust. Idealist is the biggest job board in the world for nonprofits, started by Ami on a shoestring, so you know he's going to tell it to you straight.
My name is Ami Dar. I'm the founder of Idealist.org. Idealist is the biggest database in the world that connects nonprofits. There's 120,000 nonprofits, and then about 100,000 people come every day to look for things to do with them. So I started Idealist in 1995. It's a pretty old site. I started with essentially nothing, like less than a shoestring, just a couple of friends and a room and a computer. And the problem I was trying to solve was that I was meeting people, I had met people over the world that wanted to do something to make life better, their community better. And people don't know where to start, who to work with, et cetera. And so then the web came along in 92, 93. And I thought, you know, wow, with this thing, you could actually connect people to organizations and to each other. So Idealist serves basically two groups of people, two populations. On the one hand, nonprofits, again, all over the world, that are looking for people, for staff, for volunteers, for interns. And on the other hand, people, individuals, young, old, retired, students, anyone, who are looking for work, for an opportunity, and then we basically match them one to the other. So it could be a short-term thing, it could be a full-time job, but we serve people that are looking for something good to do, for pay or not, and nonprofits that need those people. At any given point on Idealist, there's about 15,000 job listings available for the public, and it's important to emphasize that these are paid jobs. I think there's some people who believe that nonprofits don't hire people, you can only volunteer for them. No, these are serious paid jobs for all kinds of positions. Some are technical, some are managerial, some are administrative. I think it's important when you're looking for a nonprofit job to be aware just of a few words that matter. So, nonprofits like being called nonprofits or organizations. They don't like being called companies. So, you know, if you want to work for someone, don't say, I want to join your company because, et cetera. They're not a company, they're not a business, they're a nonprofit. They may run like a business, but they're not a company. And then I think really the fundamental sort of language issues are more sector-based. If you're going to work, you know, in the AIDS world, in the homelessness world, in the poverty world, it makes sense to go and master that lingo. I think the range of interest when people come looking for a job can be vast because you're looking, you know, to step back for a second, nonprofit is just a legal term. It's like business. And within nonprofits, there is so much. You know, MIT is a nonprofit and a soup kitchen is a nonprofit. So you could be interested in teaching, in managing, in serving, in fixing airplanes. You know, I mean, big logistical operations. There's no limit to the interest you could have and the fact that you could find a job within that sector. So your interests can be matched essentially to anything. Your skills can be matched to pretty much anything. Some nonprofits run businesses, other nonprofits, you know, don't. And so any skill pretty much you have and any interest that you have can be matched, I think, to a job or a need that exists. You don't have to really give that up. You can find someone who needs you. Where do you start? So obviously job sites like Idealist are one start. One thing that personally I would advise people is it is a place they want to be. You imagine yourself working in San Francisco or in Guatemala. Go there, show up. First of all, physically show up. It's much easier to find a job when you're at the place where the job is than when you're far away. Looking for a job remotely, I think, is almost, it's close to impossible. So show up first, volunteer if you possibly can. If the organization that you want to join doesn't have your job, propose that they create a job just for you. Worst case scenario, just in general life, worst case scenario, people will say no, but give it a shot. We've hired some people who proposed their job to us, even if we didn't have the job first. So I think showing up, deciding what you want to do, and then try to make it happen no matter what. And also, get a leg in the organization where you want to be is more important than the actual job you want. So you want to be at the Ford Foundation, you want to be in the UN, get in there somehow, and then you'll find the job that you want. When you're young, you have a sense that every decision that you make is like final, definitive, will affect your whole life. Oh my God, I'm 24 years old, and if I wait 6 months, what's going to happen to me? Nothing's going to happen to you. When you're 30 or 35, it just won't matter. I think younger people who still keep asking why are awesome. I think that when we lose the ability to ask why, then, you know, it's sort of over. So I enjoy being with people who still look at the world with open eyes and ask, you know, why and why not and why can't this be better? That inspired me a lot.
Share your ideas. You've done a lot of work in expanding your opportunity spectrum and have come up with some really creative ideas of new cool things that you could do for a career that would make you really happy to go to work. It's fine if some of these opportunities are conceptual, meaning you're not quite sure how or where you could do something for work. Just keep taking notes and sharing this evolving list until you discover options that really excite you. We'll look closer at those options soon. In the meantime, the more potential links you can come up with that sound interesting, the more work and career prospects you'll have to consider and explore. Online, you'll have a great opportunity to engage in an activity called Feedback from People I Admire. We're going to want you to print up the two worksheets in the module, the Opportunity Spectrum, and the Interest, Skills, Function, and Industry worksheets. We're going to have you show those answers to three separate people who you really respect and ask them for their feedback. Make sure you're choosing people who are open-minded and supportive of your personal success and your happiness. Asking people for feedback in midstream of trying to figure out your life can feel kind of awkward, even intimidating. But try it. Do it. It will help. Whether they agree or disagree or present different angles, you'll get more comfortable pitching your ideas, and you'll spend more time brainstorming your options till you kind of road test your ideas. Then you'll end up with several angles you probably hadn't considered before. So go for it. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. As you get feedback from these different people, type out online who they are, your relationship to them, and what kind of feedback they've given you in the fields. Summary. Wow, that was a lot of critical information. Our opportunity spectrum model is one of the best ways to help people really broaden their horizons about what's possible. Getting clear on all different ways that you can work, from experience to employment to entrepreneurship, can really open so many doors for you. It can also help you to earn a living in the style that best suits your personality. If you like stability, you'll most likely prefer a job. If you'd like to take risks, you'll probably prefer entrepreneurship. There are so many choices these days. In addition to the work method you choose, we also covered your skills, interests, functions, and industries, and how they all work together to create an unlimited amount of opportunities for you. We are feeling confident that you're going to have a plethora of ideas about what you want to do. This should feel incredibly exciting to you.